Blog Talk Radio. Yes, sir, y'all. How y'all feel tonight? This is Big Eddie. I ain't played my intro yet, but I just wanted to say this is a Christmas weekend, and we're going to try to do a little something. Don't know how it's going to turn out. I figured everybody be on the phone tonight, as cold as it is, but so far I'm short people. Well, they always start off slow. But I just want to play this. So play a few songs, I guess, until they come on with it. And none of my people in here yet, kid, nobody. So if y'all want to just enjoy a little bit of more of the Temptation, I think this is suited for the weekend right here.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
All right, Merry Christmas, y'all. I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas to you, all your families and friends. Keep prayers in for the one that's sick. Hope that they get better. And we're going to just try to move on here. But Merry Christmas, everybody.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Here we go. But let's do this before we get this Christmas weekend going. Let's have Reverend Show come on and do a prayer for everybody. Come on, bless the show and everybody that's hearing it. So, Reverend Prayer, would you please come out?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you, for dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord, and that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God, and that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, and that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet, and that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you, so we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God, and may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just pour out your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all. Hey, we're going to try to get this thing started now. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I'll tell you, though, last night, had a pretty good show last night over there on the Big Sam Show. The boys sound like they were straight serious, you know. They congratulated my man, Vaughn, and which he definitely, definitely deserved his attention. They gave him attention. it's something else, you know. And he's not the only one. I mean, it's a few more, but Von did his thing this year. I can't lie, him and his boys, they went out and they challenged whoever, win, lose, or draw, you know. That last race that he did at Miami, don't pay no attention. Dude got lucky, they had problems. But I guess that ain't no excuse because Price should have paid that punk out, but he did his thing. And he wasn't racing no punk, so I'm pretty sure he'd go back and try to figure that one out, get that one back again. But I say the boy got lucky. But anyway, man, let's talk about, is these guys really trying to get something going for next year? This is the time to open up them gifts and get them goodies and put them in. It's definitely that. Let's see if any of my guys came on. I don't know if Chuck gonna come on tonight. Uh-oh. I see one. Waiting on him to come on and talk with me. Anybody got any questions they want to know about next year? You know, somebody asked me a question today, too, also. They asked me, where is the fastest car at? At any given day, one car might be faster than the other. Now, if they would ask, where is the majority of the high caliber cars, I would have to say in the South. That's why they get the action. But them being the fastest all the time, I can't say that. Because we go down there flat, whip their ass too. They're going to have their good days and bad days. So what y'all think about that question? Oh, we got a hand up. 312-2533. Who we got?
Hey, Eddie, it's D. I was wanting to ask a question, but you had already started your question. But my question
is... No, but you can go ahead.
My question is, do you think there would be more racing if they didn't have all of these different race teams? You hear a lot of guys say, well, I don't race him because that's, you know, he on my team. You know, back years ago, you know, I wasn't, a racer, but I was spectator around a lot of different guys. It wasn't a race team, and it was more racing than anything.
Well, you know, D, one thing I'm going to say is this here about that. No matter where you go, it's going to be always some people that's going to group up. For whatever reason it is, they're going to group up. But that don't stop them from racing the other people that group up or that's by themselves. They just ain't going to race each other. And that's okay with me. But if you're going to race each other, like me, myself, if I'm going to race my buddies, I'm going to go where there ain't nobody at because I don't want them to be able to find out which one of them cars the quickest. So when they jump on that car, they don't know what they're getting into. We'll know which car the quickest, but that ain't for them to know. So, you know, that's the way I look at it, man. There's going to always be some people that's going to jail. Always. And then it's enough people out there that, man, they can jail up all they want. It's going to still be different groups, just like different football teams, different baseball teams. It's going to be different groups. Then you got some people that's there by themselves. But then, you know, they jail with people too. So I guess me answering that, I would say, no, I don't think that is the main reason. You know, I seen some in Florida. that showed me that these guys can't race no more, because my man Zay let Detroit boy get in driver's car. So with that being said, he know what the car run, what the car do. You can believe they ain't gonna race each other. And that's fine. That's fine. You know. But that's just the way it is. Always have been. Somebody always have been a part of somebody. We always had our own little crew. Even on the street. So that really ain't nothing new. It just seems like it's coming to light now a little bit more. Probably because of the talk shows and the videos and stuff like that, but that's something that always been.
Okay.
That's up. Now, D, answer my question, man. Do you think that the cars in the South are just playing faster than the cars in the North?
Well, you know what? They have a whole lot more time to do a lot more racing than the South do. So, you know, they create their own classes and stuff like that, 484 and, you know, and a lot of other different classes that we don't, you know, we go by what they done. You know, so, I mean, you know, you look at it like this. They up here, it was always a quarter, you know, and then they start running eights.
Right.
And then, you know, everybody, seemed like everybody up here start doing everything that the South does.
8 mile. That's right. You know, me and Uncle Larry was talking about that earlier tonight, you know, but we still can do some quarter mile racing, but, you know, both of them is exciting to me. So it don't bother me that happened. But if you got a car still built to go through the quarter, then that's what you need to make a person come to you and run that quarter. Let them run that eighth, you know, because there's still a lot of people up here that still like you out their back door, you know. And we were definitely talking about that earlier. Yeah. So we got a hand up. 708-6447. Come on with it.
Hey, how you doing, Big Ed? This is Kyle.
What's happening? What up, Kyle City?
Oh, not much. How you doing?
All right. What your chime in on that is, Kyle?
What was your question again? You said, can you repeat it for me? Because
Do you think the fastest car is out of the South versus anywhere else as far as like the North and stuff?
I think they light years ahead of the North.
How you say that, man, when the North go up there and whoop on their ass just as well?
Well, it's a few people that got educated, you know, in the North.
Okay.
But, I'm talking grudge cars. So, but yeah.
Right, that's what I'm talking about, grudge cars.
But there are a few people in the North now. Don't get me wrong, I ain't saying.
Yes, sir.
There's a few people up in the North that are fast.
Yes, sir.
But I think as a whole, the South is most definitely light years ahead of us.
Yeah, and the reason being is that, to me, Cal, is that they got more of the higher caliber cars than we have. They outnumber us probably 10-1. It's high caliber.
They outnumber the daily drivers too.
I say
on all levels.
You can take one car. You take one car, just like the good years of Donye and Randy now. Little Tony, he go down there. They went down there and they played their game and they beat them at their game. So that's still not making them the fastest. On any given day, somebody that know their shit can whoop the other car.
Oh yeah, that's I agree with you 100%. Yep. But I agree with you 100%. But all I'm saying is that they are. I think they light years ahead of us on all levels, and that's about it. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's definitely your opinion to make. I ain't scared of them. I ain't scared of no ghost, though.
I agree with them, too. No, I'm not saying you got to be scared of them. Now, we got some killers down here now, Eddie.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
They just got more. They just got more killers than we have. But we got some killers.
We got some killers down here, but
yes, sir.
Who was that chimed in?
Somebody just like, yeah, I think that was D.
Oh,
that
okay.
You, D?
No, that was somebody else that chimed in.
Oh, okay.
Now
I don't
know.
What was that chime in? Come on,
D
back.
D ain't gonna agree with shit you say. So.
Yeah, but Chuck,
oh,
help
that's
me
who
out.
It is, man.
Am I explaining myself correctly? I don't know. But.
Yeah, you explain yourself correctly, Cal. Definitely is. But all I'm saying is the majority of their cars over the few people we have that can battle with them, that goes down there just to battle with them guys. They build their cars just to battle them guys. And, I mean, a lot of success. I mean, look at Tate. Tate go down there, he can't get a race. Some of the guys supposed to be the fastest guys in the world. They won't race the man, you know, because they scared of what he might be able to do.
He could have got a race, but he didn't get the
race.
Well,
I know the race he could have got. I know the race he could have got. But I'm talking about some of the bad boys that always talked at him, stayed away from him. I know about the one race he could have got.
Yeah.
Tommy Irving.
Yeah. That's for sure. But I'm just saying, look at the caliber Kai Tate got, that he get that respect. That they don't just go grab them. Look at the guys up here. If the guys up here that went down there and raced them felt that they was going to lose, they would never go down there and race them. They go down there to race them. Chuck, Donye, Tate, look at Von them. Von them that went down there and started making their name in different classes, you know. So you don't always want them all. You know what I'm saying? So that's why that's the only thing I'm saying.
I think you made a bad statement, though, Eddie. You said they built them just for them down there, and they didn't. They built them motherfuckers to race. So whoever the race at or whoever going to race, they just going to race. They ain't building no car just to keep going down south. They go down south because motherfuckers
well,
to race.
What's up? You used to say it yourself.
You see it wrong way. We see it another motherfucking way.
But you said yourself, when you up in the north, you got to travel. Who you going
to
race?
You said they built their car just to run with them guys down south. They built their car to
That's
be fast or run certain way, but the way you saying it, they built them motherfuckers just to race down south. and that's not true.
No. I don't mean it like that. No, I don't mean it like that.
But that's how you have to clarify, because the way you said it out your mouth meant the same thing.
Okay. Well, I clarify that then. But they
I know I had to come
in and
clean up
the
shit you were saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cal is exactly right. They shit way better than us. We still paying with food stamps. They paying with a motherfucking debit card. That's my analogy.
So how we winning some races? How we winning? They should just walk over every time we go down there. How do we win when we go down? Why do you go down that race and win? If they that far down over us, that
I'm gonna fight any motherfucker that come my way. If I'm even close to them. I didn't build my car to go race down south. I just go down south to race because ain't nobody stepping up to the motherfucking plate.
Yeah.
Ask Cal why he go down south. You ain't got to ask
Eddie.
His shit fast in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
He go down there to find somebody to race, and he go down there and race.
Yeah.
That's it. Shit. Motherfucker Cal ain't ducking nobody up here. Motherfucker just got to step up to the plate. We got some fast cars up here. I just don't know why they don't like to run them. I don't know.
Well, that's
shit.
That's all
motherfucking
I'm saying
money sitting in the garage.
We got some fast cars up here. Just ain't as many and as deep as the South is. That's all. But we have cars that can compete. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know what other way to put it.
Sure. We got cars to compete.
Eddie.
What up,
can y'all hear me?
Boy?
What up, man?
Yes,
let me explain
to
y'all what's going on. Listen, first of all, you're talking about the guys that go from here to go down south and race. They go down there and they take a chance on racing whoever raced them. That's how they find out they can win or lose. But when they hear and they got these little rumors going around, he can go fast. They don't take no chance of running nobody here. So that's why we don't have the drag racing as they have there. It's easy for a stranger to go somewhere and play with everybody else's kids, but when you know them kids and they say them kids are bad or they ain't no good, you don't fuck with them. That's what's going on now.
Damn rumor mill got them.
It's not the rumor. It's that they look at something like, man, you know, he go too fast. It's like when Tony Bynum came down here and made a pass. It looked as fast to everybody here, and nobody wanted to run Tony Bynum. But soon as Tony Bynum went home, everybody beat him. When he went back to his own town, everybody beat the fuck out of Tony. But to us, he looked as fast. They mistreated that man when he went home. Everybody's scared to take a chance on if I can win, if I can't win. That's our problem. Take the L or take the W and keep going.
Yes,
sir. Then we'll have a lot of racing in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
If these motherfuckers stop being such a coward and just race.
Yes, sir.
You know you're a motherfucking teddy bear. Why the fuck you gonna fuck with a gorilla? Leave him alone. Stay in there with the teddy bear.
Yeah, you say stay in your own lane. That's right. Know where you're at,
but
stay in your lane. You can get some races.
But if they can't make no name, they can't make no name. So now they not gonna run nobody.
Mm.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You got a point there.
So now you leave it up to nothing. Then here you go. You got one motherfucker that can upgrade his car, and this motherfucker can't afford to upgrade his car. Instead of him trying to figure out how to upgrade his car, he want to talk about your car. telling everybody your car's a Pomar, nah, you got this, you got that, when the store didn't stop selling it for neither one of you motherfuckers. Buy what the fuck you want.
Of what you can, and have fun with it.
Right. You down there got to treat this drag race like you do your life every day in the street. If a motherfucker comes still on you, you're going to bow down or you're going to fight. You ain't going to ask a man how big a muscle you got, how much weight you lift. You're going to swing back on his ass when he fell on your ass.
Damn right.
You ain't going to ask that man, you wear a size 7 and I got a size 2. See, that's our whole issue. We steady goddamn it following the Joneses. Steady kissing ass trying to be like somebody else. Be yourself. Have fun with this shit. Tomorrow night, I promise. You build this shit and you drop dead, and we get in and tear that shit up for you.
Man, set them out, fool.
What up, Ms. Ed? I see y'all was in some deep conversation.
Man,
I ain't mean to come on and fuck it up.
You ain't fucking nothing up. In a minute, you going to make the show. You going to start asking them dumb-ass questions.
I got a dumb-ass question. It's just about 8 below. I'm going to lock a motherfucker in for tomorrow. No.
Okay.
I ain't do no shit. I don't do no shit like that, Eddie. Fuck that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boy.
No.
Well,
actually, you know what? Actually, they didn't do that bad last year. They did do some racing. Some racing,
yes,
they
sir.
Did. Yeah. And
yes, sir.
I did get to see some damn racing.
Hey, listen, they did do a lot of racing. But look, check this out. You got some of these motherfuckers like this. You know, some of them used to welfare burgers, and some get them some Burger King and McDonald's and think they better than somebody else. But you've been eating this generic-ass burger all your motherfucking life. As soon as you taste the Big Mac, man, I ain't eating no more of that other shit. That shit nasty. What I mean by that, you've been racing at this home track, as we call it, all our motherfucking life, because we didn't know nothing else. Soon as you take your ass out of your element, man, I ain't going back. They got to prep it. They got to have these prep people come. We got to do this. You're going to do the same shit you did when you was at your regular track. Fuck it up. Fix your regular ass car to go down the track. Stop complaining about the element which you're sitting on. These motherfuckers went from prep track to no prep and going to fast wheels.
Yeah.
They showing you it ain't the element, it's the tuning, it's the way you work on your car. They don't know shit, so they won't be shit.
Yeah.
Them stores over to the public. Buy what the fuck you need and what you want for your car and stop pointing out what other people got on their car. They ain't stopped selling it. They didn't stop making it. They didn't make one. They producted that shit. I mean, it's a whole factory of that shit. Save your money if you got to.
This is so true. Yeah, man.
Man, it's a lot of shit on these people because I would love to have and look like and be able to get. But I'm satisfied with what I got. Until they fuck around and break my neck with the shit I got, I ain't worried about it. They whoop me with my best. Hey, you're a better man. That mean I done stepped out of my category.
Yeah, man.
I can't go out there, goddammit, and win. Damn race and lose one of them because of my leg. You can't win them all.
I just hope the boys keep on doing what they're doing, man. I like to see what the Zays is doing, what the Vons is doing, what the Chuck and Tate and all them guys. I like to see what they're doing and just keep on doing it, you know.
You know what we're doing? Every one of us is struggling to try to do something that's getting too expensive for all of us, but we're trying to enjoy our life. That's what we're trying to do. And all the motherfuckers that can't afford it is always talking about a motherfucker. And it just discourages motherfuckers on fucking with it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I listen to Chuck say, man, ain't no racism in Chicago, but it don't stop his ass from being at the crack.
Because I love that shit.
I
love it. That's my motherfucking enjoyment.
Right, and that's the reason you go. But then when you said ain't nobody racing here, you discovered another motherfucker that don't know shit or want to do something and think you are letting them.
Preacher boy. Ain't none of them motherfuckers my kids. Why the fuck would they listen to me?
Because everybody look up to you.
If a motherfucker can't think for himself, I don't want to fuck with them. Period.
Half bitches can't think for themselves, bro.
Yeah. In 22, I got to say, Chuck did change up saying that he didn't bash it. He was like, man, they racist. And he also said he was telling people how good 41 was. He said, man, they done learned something. I'm telling y'all right now, go check out the track. It's a lot better now.
Yeah, but
so he said a lot of positive things this year.
You're right, but you're pointing out what I'm trying to explain to him. All of us got a fan, and them fans listen to us. If it's something you don't like or something you don't do, they be like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't going. He ain't going. That's just like right now when y'all say, man, we're going to boycott that track. You're going to boycott that track. The people that like to go, going to go. But your fans that listen to you, they're going to help you boycott.
Oh, that was it. Eddie,
and they don't even know what they boycott over. Listen, this is the funny part, Eddie. They don't even know what the fuck they boycotting over. They just following their leader.
Well, one thing about me, I ain't going to follow nobody. If I feel that something ain't right and I don't want to be a part of it, I'm going to stay away. Ain't nobody else got to stay away because I don't stay away.
Right. You're going to stress your opinion.
You know,
that's all you can do. Tell a person
that's
about
all
your
I can
opinion.
Do.
Your opinion. But the first, listen, but the first thing you'll say is, man, why would you do that? Because I ain't you. Your opinion is your opinion. The way you feel, the way they treated you, don't mean they're going to treat you all the same way.
They got pretty raggedy at one time, but they seem to be coming back around, man. You know, but, hey.
You had to give them a chance,
man. The first sign they showed me is when they said, we're going to give y'all X amount of days on Sundays for grudge racing or whatever. And that showed some light right there that they was trying to do something. And I talked about that, you know. But at first, they were just straight up hardcore, especially when 66 closed down, like they were just had enough business coming to them where they didn't need us. The grudge racers is who kept that track alive when it was dead. It was down to dead.
Let me explain this to you, Eddie. First of all, we don't own shit. So whatever they told you to do on their property, we damn near had to buy it, bro. We was visitors, not owners. That's step one. Step two, we call it Grudge Race Sunday. And some days, Grudge Race never jumped the fuck off. You had a bunch of car show people. You had family reunions. Motherfucker was scared to race each other. Motherfucker was just beating the fuck out because it was Sunday and they didn't want to go to church. See, the thing
how
is, bro, they we cried about days, but then when shit go bad and go fucked up and it ain't right, we all involved in it. you ain't gonna tell me, man. I'm gonna let you come in free if you can bring me 10 customers every time you show up. You get in free. Now, when you start bringing 2 and 3 customers, do you expect to still getting free? The first thing your ass will say, man, I brought 10 last week. I brought 10 2 weeks ago, but that wasn't your agreement. You telling people it's a grudge race day and you don't have one grudge race or something jump off? People will be like, man, I came out here to see a grudge race. I ain't come out here to see no car show or get no barbecue.
Well, the one thing you don't have to do, even though it's theirs, you don't have to take no disrespect. Okay.
And you don't have to show the fuck up.
Voice your opinion on that.
Listen, bro.
And that's how
you
don't take disrespect. You go about your business.
I can't come to your house and say, man, that motherfucker ain't washing his dishes. He ain't cooked. I don't have to go the fuck back.
That's right.
That's all. Why the fuck you going to talk about a place that you might cross that bridge again and kick off some more shit when you can just shut the fuck up and leave? And if you ever want to go back, you're welcome.
Fuck. What you setting up, man? Voice your opinion, man. Who you setting up for? Voice your opinion, man, just like you voicing yours right now.
And it don't mean a hill of beans. Whoever listening, they can say, man, I wish he shut the
but
fuck up.
Voice
that's fine. Because
they
it's an opinion
they
show.
They want to say, but you voice, man.
This show is meant for us to voice our opinion. And I'm telling you, you want to cross again.
What's going to stop me from crossing again? They going to want that money.
And you think your $20 means something to them and they spending millions on getting lights and seats and shit in? You one motherfucker. They said that one motherfucker
up,
can come back.
Them 20 tied up. It ain't going to be
Eddie,
just one.
Eddie, don't make me feel like you slow as molasses, motherfucker.
That motherfucker Eddie just talked. Motherfuckers feel like they paid their $20 and they own the goddamn place.
Yeah.
Fuck that. They shit.
That's all.
They kill themselves.
The man told them, he said, man, I want y'all don't throw trash down on the land. Please. I cost me too much to clean up. I thought a nigga took their garbage from their crib and started throwing it down. Just because the man asked him not to.
They rolling all the tracks they been doing all right. Shit, you know.
Right, they been getting a lot
then
better.
We gonna be back at Byron this year, so shit gonna happen, you know.
Yes, sir.
Right.
You know?
Yes, sir.
So,
and now
you
everybody
know?
Gets
Byron
to
back
somewhere.
In the game.
You got Byron,
mm-hmm.
You got Qdoba,
you got
a bunch of tracks. You got 32 if a nigga want to spend just a little more gas, a little more hours on it.
Yeah, you got some shit.
You got this, man. You can go anywhere that'll make you happy without you have to run your motherfucker mouth and talk about the next one track. Especially for a motherfucker ain't just going to let the break go no motherfucking way in America. He got to be the quietest motherfucker in the stadium.
Damn, why you talking about Eddie like that?
Oh, I ain't talking about me.
I ain't mean to say that out loud.
I ain't talking about me.
Whoever shit, they can tighten it up. I didn't say no name. I didn't say one name. They know who they be.
Yeah.
Them people open the door to the public. And then you turn around and be one of them public people that can't come in. They can deny your business. Trust me, I've been on the outside looking
hey,
in.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah, I know you have.
Drag not on, is it?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'll call it ass.
Hey, Drag, you on? Hit the one button.
I had a few questions I was going to ask him about Byron, but
as far as us racing here, we need to take more chances and run each other. That's all we can do. You're spending your money to race your car, race the motherfucker. You ain't got to bet your life savings on the motherfucker when you let the brake go.
That's right. That's right.
Just enjoy it. It's just like when you used to be kids, we used to play basketball against each other. You ain't bust your ball because you lost. You say, I got Nick.
Who called me, Eddie?
Huh?
That's right, yeah.
That was Cal, City Cal.
What up,
that was Cal, City Cal.
Doing?
I want to talk to you.
Hey, Drag.
Come on.
How you doing, Drag? I just thought about, you know, I know Byron tightened up when BJ was on. I know they tightened up when that guy got killed on a tech and a few other things. Are they still an NHRA sanctioned track?
I never know them to be NHRA sanctioned, but you know, I'm not saying that they not. I don't know that to tell you yes or no.
Yeah, they was. They was because I went there and got my license.
Okay, well, then you probably know more about that part than I do.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, they want us to be able to pass tech to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring no car, no 10-second, 9-second car, ain't got no seatbelts on, you know. You got to have 5 lugs on your wheels. You can't come with no 2 lugs. And, you know, more or less the basic stuff, you know. Some things they're going to let us pass on. You know, I did talk to them about that. But, you know, the most obvious stuff then, There ain't no track you can go through and can't pass that you can pass tech. I mean, that you ain't got the essentials, you know.
Right.
So during the course of the time, waiting, you know, for this event to come, I'm going to continue to come on the shows, and I'm going to, you know, continue to try to pour that in to the guys that, man, do what's necessary to be the pass tech, you know.
When I went there, this is when BJ owned it before he sold it. I went there and the guy said something about my helmet was expired. I didn't even realize it, you know. So they wanted me to rent a helmet out, but I refused to. I just didn't want to do that. I didn't know who had the helmet on, you know, But I got away with using my helmet. They said next time, just make sure you bring your up-to-date helmet, you know. And they checked my seatbelt.
Well, I believe that would be the case if the helmet was an issue. They would probably let you get by, you know, for that particular time. But make mention to you that you need to have a helmet with the correct snail in it, you know.
Yeah, I thought about that. I just wanted to ask you since you're going back there.
Questions, those are definitely good questions, you know, and this stuff needs to be addressed. What I'm working on now is trying to get the show, you know, full and get the enough cars and things in for people to have to do. It's not, you know, we call it a grudge race weekend, but it ain't just strictly grudge. It's drag racing,
right?
You know, it's going to be some classes.
Right.
It's going to be some fun races and all that. I don't want to particularly. I've had people call me already talking about, man, those guys that got those little ties on and they want you to have the track a certain way, this and that. They race us too. And that's what people don't get, you know. I believe if we can get the track, you know, well enough to hold a prep, a car that needs to be prepped, like a Zay or a Taylor Donye or somebody. I use them three because those are the ones that's really doing that stuff still on a more serious level. If we can get them down, then I would imagine anything else could go down, you know. I mean, it, I don't think there's going to be a problem for a slick car to go down as well because you take tracks like Martin. We was all at Martin back this past summer, and all I did was made a wheelie bar adjustment and tire pressure change. And my slick car went right down Martin like it was on a, just a regular prep track. So, I mean, it's just knowing what to do, first I'll say.
Yeah.
You got to keep in mind, though, you know, people got to remember this. Our race, my race is always in August. You know, August is the hottest month here, you know, and, I mean, we can only expect so much out of 120-degree track, you know.
Yep.
When y'all go down south and it's hot like that, they don't start racing till 3 o'clock. You know, by 3 o'clock, we halfway done.
So you got to keep that in mind. Racing at 6 o'clock. Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to keep all that in mind. You know, I'm going to do the absolute best that I can do, and I'm going to try to give everybody the best that out there can be given. But, you know, take into consideration, like the first person that a slipped the tires or something, like, oh, man, that track is stuffed up, and this, that, and the other. A lot of times, it ain't got nothing to do with the track. You don't even got an idea or a clue how to get the car to go down a doggone 120-degree track at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun beaming on it, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, they can't do that on slick, so what the fuck, you know?
Right. Get a little brief.
Just said the same thing.
But why they got you on there, drag, telling the dates and shit, you know?
August,
that shit in
August
their head.
August 5th and 6th at Byron, 2023. You know, everybody call it Rockford, but Byron Dragway. You know, we're going to start my 15th annual grudge race weekend. The same format that we always had. You know, and anything new that we feel that we could do to add and enhance it, I'm with it. You know, just call me. Everybody know how to get in contact with me, and we're going to try to make it work for everybody, man. I can't promise everybody that everybody's going to go down and be 100% happy, but I can promise you it won't be for lack of trying.
Hey, Drag, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
It was a little bit of confusion over some dates. People thought Young Money race was the same weekend, but I talked to Cut-Cut. It's the following weekend. So
Cut-Cut race normally was always the following weekend after Miles, always, or
yeah,
either the
so
week
I,
before. It's never. This was the first year Cut race. He booked it on the same time that my time was, but I didn't have a race this year, so it didn't matter. But Cut ain't been doing it for 15 years. Then he didn't have that date before me because my date ain't never changed.
But
it's
no,
always
they
been
did
the first
it.
Week in August.
I just wanted to clarify that. That it's the following weekend, you know, after the weekend after
well,
your
well, them guys support us, most definitely I'll be there to support them. You know, I've
that's
supported
right.
Everybody that's had a race, man, everybody. And I've been as far as California, you know, supporting races. But if you don't support mine, you know, why should I go out my way to support yours? Most of the time, I go to a race, I don't even have a car. I just go there to support them, you know. But that was at the time I didn't have a car ready. It wasn't because I did not want to take one. You know, I can remember a I can't call his name right now, out of Iowa. He came to my race 1 year, and his race was the following week. Well, I drove all the way down there 5.5 hours, paid to get in the track, sat around there 30 minutes and got back in my car and come home 5.5 hours. So that's what support is about to me. You know,
that's that Puerto Rican
$20,
guy, right?
Yeah. And I know him so well, bro, but I just can't call his name sometimes. I just can't, my mind don't be.
Was that Cedar Falls Raceway?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been in that motherfucker.
Yeah. And I went there, they had Tony Barnes there. I think Jay Barnes and them was there. And all of them.
Yeah,
you know,
that was the same day. That was the same. That was
Four.
That was big boy, big bald headed dude. Smoked a cigar.
Kind of looked like he's one of my cousins or something.
Pedro.
Yeah, Big Dro.
Pedro.
And he comes to my races and I do the same.
Yeah.
I used to go to all the Detroit races, y'all. Y'all know that. I went, but then I started noticing there was no attendance for them guys coming to our races. So, you know, the same time and effort that I had to put out to go to y'all races or the time I lose here, things I could be doing, you know what I'm saying, but I go to support, I think that the same effort should be given. And once that effort ain't given no more, then why should I go out my way to do it? It's nothing personal with me. Ain't nobody around, bro. You can't name nobody that's been supporting going out of state racing longer than me. I've been doing this since the 80s. So, you know, we got to support each other. You know, one person, $20 or $25, whatever the door cost is now, may not make a difference. But if you got 50, 40 or 50 people not showing up, then that will make a big difference in, you know, what you got coming in. I'm the only person that puts on a race, bro, that gives back and all that stuff. Now, maybe I'm not saying that they haven't started doing it now, but I was one of the first. I am the first dude, not one of the first dudes that done that. Do what that last race we done? Well, we missed this year, but the year before, dude, that was during the pandemic times, and food and stuff had increased, and it was 1,800 and some odd, like 1,860, just in food. You know what I'm saying? To go out, so it ain't like, you know, we're giving nobody no big reward, but we are showing we appreciate, you know, and that's the reason that I do that. I haven't changed my prices on my races. They started off at $20, and they were $20 clean until not this year, was 22, 21. They went up $5 to meet what everybody else had been charged. Not to say, I'm not saying this to say anything about what anybody else was charging, but I had to go up to $5 to make what everybody else was paying to just kind of cover the costs. You know, I want a great show. I want to bring something for everybody to have fun at. You know what I'm saying? To have fun myself, but you know, we can't go in the hole doing it.
Hey, man, they always been good, and we damn sure going to support.
Well,
I know
who's going to come. You know what I'm saying? Guys like you and Cal City, even Big Eddie and all them dudes, y'all going to show up. Y'all coming. You know what I'm saying? If it's just to watch. Mostly everybody coming. Just a few guys that's got a problem with me about whatever their problem is. They'll stay home for a couple of years, and then you look up, you see them there. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of one of those things, bro. I might can't stand Preacher Boy Guts. Can't stand him. But one thing we got in common, we love these race cars. And I ain't going to let me have whatever personal problem I got with him or anybody else in the world. And I don't have a problem with Preacher Boy. I just use him as an example. I'm not going to stop them. Allow me to have the fun because I'm mad at you about something or upset with you about something. I ain't going to do that, bro.
You don't want to ruin your life for nobody else.
That's right. I can go to track and not have nothing to do with you, you know what I'm saying, and still enjoy myself.
Yeah.
So, but all you guys do support my races. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going, I don't, for the ones that don't, I hate they don't come. I ain't going, you never catch me say, man, they ain't got to come. Hell, for my, I ain't, that ain't me going to say that. You know, whenever they decide to come, they welcome. I'm going to treat them no different than I would treat somebody that I get along with well. No problem with
that. Hey, Greg, did you tell them, did you read some literature off or tell them about the date and everything? I'm in here with a nurse right now, so I had to.
Shut up, Eddie.
Yeah, yeah,
go ahead. Go back with your nurse. I got that shit.
Tell the nurse she invited to it. She can eat free all day Sunday. We want everybody to come.
I got
a line. I don't want to put it out there yet because I haven't got confirmation from him. But he did talk to me and told me if they're not conflicting with their August racing, this year they didn't have nothing going on in August. That's what he told me. He says if they have the same thing for 23, guaranteed he'll be at the race. And they'll have two, maybe four, no prep cars.
They got a no prep race coming now.
Huh?
You got a no prep race coming now.
Well, if they got one in August, then that may hinder me from having them guys to come over. But if it's not in August, they come.
What they will, because they don't know if I got to move my whole family or not.
I got to find out what the fuck is going on.
Somebody, is that somebody saying something or that's somebody lying?
That's somebody lying.
That might be Eddie Hurst.
Oh, yeah, Hurst.
Is it clear now?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who
we gonna go racing, y'all, and I'm gonna try to. I promise you, I'm gonna give y'all the best service I can give you, man. I'm talking with my people to see if they can get it done well enough, put enough glue down. Can we try to pay somebody to come and do it? I've already put that word in, and they told me.
Go ahead.
Huh?
The good part about now is the owner of the track, he raced.
Huh?
The owner of the track, he raced. So he's going to give you the best help he can.
Yeah, he's a little tight guy, too. He likes to do the little tight racing.
Yeah, he do a lot of racing, too. He cool as hell.
So we're going to try to have a great show, y'all. I'm hoping that all of us that come can stay tonight, you know what I'm saying, and just have a good time, you know, overnight as well. We're going to make sure somebody be there to watch over our stuff, you know, because somebody's going to stay tonight, even if I don't. Somebody's going to stay tonight. And once everybody leave out, the gate gets locked. It gets locked, so no race cars go out of there.
Hey, Drag, last time, I remember staying at the track. I stayed in the trail, and I remember them having showers and stuff that I used.
Yeah,
they still got showers, Myra. They got two showers. Yep, they do. So, any questions? Hey, man, any ideas? Bring them. Anybody that feel like they want to be a part of it, you know, the help with it. And Chuck, you always help. So if I could get some more people that will come in and do like Chuck do or like Sham do and come in and help us, you know, run this stuff, because I can't see everything and I can't be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about no being no bosses or somebody telling them to do. It's about us having a good time, man, and most enjoyable moment without no trouble.
That's for any promoter. They need a team to help. Somebody that know what the fuck they doing or try to get shit moving, you know.
Bro, that's what Sean brought a lot of help to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I did all that stuff by myself until Sean come along. So he was a big help, you know. That situation at 41 changed things, but that's it. Man, I don't not know, man, for growth, man. If you want to grow, just, you know, grow with me. You ain't got to grow against me. Well, I mean, that's what it is. I ain't talking bad about nobody. I was doing this before anybody, so I'm going to continue to do it.
Yes, sir. It's all good. Shit, we got one date in.
Yeah,
Kale.
Yep, I was on mute.
Oh, you said something about showers, right?
Yeah, I remember them having showers there when I stayed overnight there a couple of times.
Yeah, they got a few there on the track, and they got something right across the road.
Okay, I think it was one of the drag events, as a matter of fact.
It's called a Rock River. What's up, Cal?
Oh, you can take a dip in there, huh?
Yeah, man. What's happening, everybody?
Nice. Fucking around because it's too cold to go outside.
Shit.
And it's definitely. Yeah. I was trying to shovel out. Well, I shovel off the back of the deck and stuff, because we normally go out the back way at the house and down the deck and down the stairs and up through the gate. Man, by the time I got to my wife's car, and I had gloves on, man, my hands was too cold to do anything. They were starting to get frostbitten this morning. So, boy, I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. I wait till
Monday and get that shit. It'd be all right.
Yeah. Well, it done blow the waste in a lot of places where it can't be up at home.
It all depends on what direction you at, because shit.
Well, didn't nobody really get hit?
Blow to the east, shit. I got 4 feet of snow
really
in my driveway.
Hit?
It only snowed 2 inches.
Leon got hit over there and got fucked up.
just
stay off 94 going east. Yeah.
Shit, you can't get down 94. It's fucked up. They don't shut it down.
Man, my new house is right. My new house right off of 8094, y'all. I can see the bridge from my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drag us out.
Going from Portchester.
Kelly, right over there by you, Cal.
0537, your mic open. 0537, your mic open.
He ran over there by you, Cal.
Drag is outside. Yeah.
No, Drag wanted to be on the motherfucking winning team. That's all.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, you
Drag,
from West Side.
Drag had to go where his money could get him what he wanted. Because it showed couldn't get him in on the West. The West, the bird, they want $100,000 more for what I say 4 years.
Gentlemen,
what's happening?
What up, Mark? That's you with all that goddamn baby noise in the background.
That's me, Chuck.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I want to take a second, man, to give my condolences to one of our brothers who passed last night.
Ooh.
Brother Kelly drove the black Camaro like Rob the streetcar. He used to have a national a while back racing, but then he bought that black Z, I think Big Steve's OZ.
What year was the Z?
2000.
Was it a 9 second car?
Say what now?
It was a 9 second car.
It was a fast car, Drag, small block, fast car.
Did he run it at 66 a lot?
No, I think he had it in 41 a couple of times. Matter of fact, I want to say that they had it the last time y'all were at 41, they had it there.
I'm trying to think who you're talking about, man. Tall, short dude.
Short guy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's what I was getting at. I know he passed away. Short guy,
kind of light skin, not bright skin, but light skin. Yeah, he passed last night.
Oh man, I'm condolences to his family. I didn't know that. I'm just not hearing that. That's why I was asking you all them questions because I'm traveling with two or three guys that had them cars. And
his car was decent. I didn't want to put his time out there, but his car was pretty good.
Yeah, that car run. I've seen that car going to Nines. He liked the border. He would like the border. I've seen him going to Nines at 66 with that car.
Yeah, it's a nice car. Yeah, yeah, man. I've been knowing that guy 30 years, man. Hate to see it.
Yeah, yeah, that's sad, man.
All right, y'all. I'm back right now. I'm back.
Yeah, shut
I'm
up.
Back, y'all.
You can stay gone.
Okay. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
I got myself focused on Willie Dog right now because I don't like the way he talked to me and Leon. But you keep on and you're going to be my first victim, man, in 23. Now, you need to get yourself in order.
Hey, I got gas, my battery charged up. What the fuck are y'all waiting on?
Oh yeah, you tough right now. Minus 8 below. Yeah, you tough right now. Yeah,
it's to win the nationals, ain't it?
That's what they do, Chuck.
But y'all,
yeah, man.
Yeah, y'all could put me first on your list.
Okay, all right, Chuck. I've been trying to spare you, man.
What you mean, y'all, Chuck? You talking about Tim Housing up? And Mudbone, what are you trying to say?
Man, I'll fuck both them red Camaros up at the same time. Shit.
Oh, man.
Well, you ain't going to get the red one, partner. You're not going to get the red one. No, sir. It's going to be black.
I don't give a fuck if it's red, black, or blue.
Okay. Well, that's what there ain't no need even plan. It's going to be
black.
I've
been planning all year. Well, I don't know what the fuck y'all problem is.
Hey, Eddie. So you might
he
have
did,
to see
friend.
The doctor.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. You ain't retarded.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I tell you motherfuckers, quit calling me out and y'all ain't ready, man. I stay ready.
And Dog think he getting away. He got the song about he some kind of dog this and dog that. Well, I'm the dog catcher.
I wasn't on the show, so I didn't hear it. You know, because he going to fuck, he just want to fuck you and Leon up. I guess. I don't know.
He's just acting. That's all. He's acting for the show. That's all it was.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think if you pull his tail, he'll run right up here and try to get your ass. You know, he don't give a fuck about driving all night.
He say he going to come up here. He say he going to come up
yeah.
here. He come on.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be right there.
No money
It'd be a pleasure.
Come on, Peter.
It'd be a pleasure. We is not finna play with no people this year.
Well, y'all need to get him. Y'all need to get his ass right out the door, cause you know when it get warm down there, he ain't coming up here. Shit, unless it's a motherfucking storm. Y'all need to knock his ass off
Don't
right away.
Excuses, man. Don't give him no excuses, man. Don't give him no excuses.
I mean, shit, I don't know what he... I know, shit, he want Leon now. He might run his ass up there to fuck with Leon. But I don't know. He just tired of your ass. Keep calling them slow-ass car names. That's all.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I got a song for Dog, man. I got a song for Dog.
Oh, man.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that chases this tail will be busy. He's a clapping dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog. Dog will be world tonight. Dancing dog.
Yeah, Willie dog.
Yeah, well, you see, call his ass out. Shit, he might shoot up here, you know.
Dog catcher. Dog catcher. I'm the dog catcher. That's up.
Yeah.
Eddie, you more of the shelter, motherfucker, so you ain't gonna run and chase no dog.
Come on, pretty boy, you gotta have more confidence in me than that, man.
No, no, hey, listen. I know how you feel like when you say you can't walk and move around. I'm in that same position now. It's the thought
yeah,
that count,
but,
I guess.
Hey, even though you miss a limb, even though you miss a limb, you're still stronger than me right now. I'm hoping I get my strength back, man.
No, not right now, man. We running a tie now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just had that surgery. That's right.
But right now, you ain't that
but you know what,
motherfucking
boy?
Keyboard right. That's all you is.
You know what, preacher boy, don't matter though. I mean, if this would have to be in my life right now, as long as I get to the track, I do like everybody else, give me a motorized wheelchair, get on that golf cart, and I'm still come out and enjoy myself and watch my track go, my car go down the track.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
That's all I'm gonna do, man.
I just hope it.
That's
I hope up. That motherfucker go forward instead of reverse this time.
I'm gonna get off this phone. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Hey, I hope this driver goddamn
sit on
the okay.
Yeah, my grandson bugging me for my phone. You know the kids like
yeah,
playing on
he
the
wanna
phone.
Play. Yeah. All right,
take it easy, bro. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Eddie, did you hear me? I want some driver to go jump over on top of the trailer and jump on the grill.
Hey, you know we're going to be grilling, Jack. We're going to be grilling. That's up. But, man, hopefully this year, man, everything come together. And we really got plans on things coming together and having some fun this year, man. If it all come together and do like we wanted to do, win, lose, or draw, you know, just being out there having fun, man.
That's what it's all about, is to have
we
fun. You know, it's just too much personal than getting into drag racing. You know, get rid of all the personal stuff, and that's just race. That's what we come to track to do to have fun, man.
Yeah. That's for sure, drag. And I always enjoy being out there at Byron. You can always find a spot in the shade to set up at.
Yeah. Well, Byron is my home track, my first pick anyway, out of all the tracks. But, you know, what Cal was saying was he was dead on the money about that guy getting killed and things changed with BJ. But the new guys know that, you know, you can't just be anal about every little thing or you ain't going to get no support. So we've talked about that, and they said, you know, within reason, we're going to loosen up the ropes, you know. So I'm going to preaching to the guys like you, Eddie, Chuck, y'all run the show. Man, try to talk these guys into getting them a diaper on their cars, you know, at least put a diaper on if you got 10 or quicker cars.
Yeah.
Put a diaper on there, you know. I mean, that's little simple stuff. And a diaper ain't no more than a couple $100. You don't have to have a big, you know, the $500 one. They sell them for.
Well, you know what? You know what, Dre?
What's that?
The diaper ain't just for the track. It's for their ass. It's for their safety.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. If all get up under your tire, you know where you going.
You heading towards that wall. If you don't hit, you're blessed.
Yeah, so.
Now, I tell you something that BJ
stress
about.
People
BJ
ain't
used
telling
to
you that shit for no reason.
He used to be on about what, Richard? What?
Your gloves and your boot, your shoes and your boot.
I don't think that's gonna be a really super big factor about having. You know, you can't have no little bitty jacket, and you got a doggone for a second car you racing, that's for sure. But I mean, for the most part, you know, you'll be in good shape with stuff like that. That's gonna be some of the stuff that they'll probably let us get past.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like I said, the guy you dealing with now is totally different. You understand the guy because he raced too.
Yeah, well, like I say, it ain't for the track. It's for your ass that's in that car. So I like me. If you don't like you, that's your motherfucking business.
And if you ever have a mishap, you'll wish you had that stuff or be glad you had it.
Goddamn right.
Hell yeah. But trust me, I know for a fact.
Yeah.
It don't
that
have to be your fault either.
It sure don't.
Well,
shit.
They should want all their safety equipment for their own sake.
That's exactly it, kid. That's what Chuck said. It ain't for them. It's for your ass.
Well, they got to understand, if they had any common sense, the money they spend in that car, they should want some safety stuff to save that car to be able to keep it.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
I'm sure.
Big Eddie.
Me and you, Chuck, on here. Me and you
gonna have to have a diaper, but Chuck ain't going to need one. He ain't got to worry about it. He don't worry about it. But we'll have to have one. We get a discount. Fuck Chuck.
But,
Chuck ain't talking about nothing.
Hey, my shit don't blow up like y'all's, but I still got one. How the fuck Tim get on the phone? I ain't heard his ass in a month. That motherfucker done snuck on the show, Eddie.
I be listening. I'm on.
Hey, man, you don't worry about me. You got something to say? Come on this motherfucker and say. I'm just doing this something because this motherfucker in his bed being lazy and shit.
Me and Tim, we already talking.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, Tim? He think he the reason that you ain't been on the show. What's wrong with him? he give himself too much credit.
You want me to run Tim our ass off the phone?
Uh-oh, I'm going to get out of here. Going back on
music. I did. See what? I'm gonna keep my mouth shut because it ain't my motherfucking show. I'm just setting up here for bag up. Tim can come on this bitch anytime. He always got something to say, even though he be saying some fucked up shit, but it's cool.
Okay, I think I got the fastest co-host on the shows right now. So anybody want to try something, let me know.
Man, I'm a talk show killer, motherfucker. You know who I am. Nah, I ain't your motherfucking co-host either, nigga. You ain't paid me a dime. I get paid, goddamn it, if I have to light a motherfucking cigarette. I'm getting paid. You ain't paid
what
me
mean,
shit.
Man?
I ain't your co-host. I'm just your motherfucking friend
what
trying to help
dollar?
Your ass out.
What
Let
about,
me get that shit
that
right.
Dollar, man? What
fuck
about that dollar?
You
took
me,
my dollar.
Fuck, I don't even know where that dollar went. Shit.
Chuck, I got this mic now. You sound like a co-host.
No, motherfucker. Hey, Mark. I ain't gonna never let no motherfucker fire me. I quit. And tell him I quit in his face. Yeah, you ain't gonna fire me, goddamn it, because you don't agree with
hey,
me.
Big Mom.
If you don't like it, mute my motherfucking mic.
Yes, sir, my brother.
Now I'm gonna tell you something, Mark.
I'm gonna claim him.
Hey, Mark, I muted that nigga mic. Now what the fuck can he do?
I can come back.
Eddie, your mic open. You got something to say?
It's just fun, man.
It's just fun.
I got a question for y'all. Where is Byron? I ain't never known about no Byron. I heard of it, but I don't know where it is.
It's up near Rockford. It's up near
Rockford.
Up near Rockford.
Byron is 90 miles from Chicago.
Okay, in what, Wisconsin or somewhere?
Up no, it's in Illinois.
Illinois.
It's in Illinois.
You enjoy it, Chuck. Okay. I mean, Tim,
if,
you will
you
enjoy
went
it.
To,
it's a nice track.
If you went to 41, which you been, it'll take you about, mm-hmm. let's see, from 41, that means it's 110 miles away from Byron to Rockford. Byron to 41 on the expressway, it take you about another 110 miles.
So I wouldn't go down to 41.
No, you
I
wouldn't.
Stay on,
no, you wouldn't get off.
Go on 80 and come
you wouldn't
up?
Get off the expressway. You just keep taking fucking 94 to 290, 294 to 39, and I mean the 88 and the 39, you'd be right there.
What was that, Tim House?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sir.
I know. Yep. I heard of him guys saying, but I didn't know where that.
Your best way to go would be 80 west to 39 north.
Then take 39 straight down.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I said, why would I wouldn't want to go down? I'd go 80, right? Okay.
Because coming through Chicago with all this construction and shit. It would be kind of fucked up. So you'd be better off 80 west, goddammit, to 39 north. Come off of 72.
It might
west.
Add a little time, but yeah, it might add a little time, but you'll get
it
down.
Ain't that far. It ain't
no,
that far.
Mm-mm.
Do they have a police escort? Because I will be carrying some precious cargo. I just want to know they're going to.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a police escort. Once you get on 72, they're going to have a police escort. Go down through that speed, and they're going to have your ass right in Ogle County Jail.
Hey, for real.
No, shit, all you got to do is follow me. You're going to be behind me any motherfucking way.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Eddie, we ain't got to take
Lord, have mercy.
Man, we ain't taking it.
It ain't nowhere, man. It's 100 miles from fucking 41. That's all. If it's that.
Well, I don't want to go down. I want to stay up. How far is it from Chicago? Because it's about 4 or 5 hours to Chicago.
90 miles.
No, no. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you are shit, but it's about 90.
I'm in Chicago.
Byron is like from the west suburbs, like 78 miles. Actually,
right.
Byron
so.
Is closer to my property in the west suburbs than it is from there to 41. It takes me about 25 minutes to go to Byron. And it takes me about 1:45 to go to 41 from my property in Hillside. So,
yes,
you know where I'm located at
basically,
now. When I go
basically to, northwest of Chicago. Northwest of Chicago.
Right. It's 20 miles from Rockford. 20 miles from Rockford.
It ain't that far, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't.
No problem.
And it's good highway, so shit, you good.
Yeah, and the track is 4 lanes wide. If you ain't never been there before, it's originally a 4-lane track.
I didn't know where it was.
it's a wide ass track. It's real forgiving when you fuck up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know who was there? Right before he passed away, Tim, Detroit Hood, he came.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, he was there. Squinchy Nim was there. As one of my races there. Lil Tony Nim brought that that big.
They brought that Buick. They brought that Buick.
That Buick, right. That's what it was. A Buick.
Yeah, they brought that Buick.
With the old mode in it. They had that there. Yeah. A lot of Detroit.
Sam whooped the beard twice.
Yep. Sam ran. They won the second race, but they redlit or something, right?
They redlit, the Tony, yeah.
Race. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of parking, so shit. They can handle the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
oh yeah.
They have one of those what's that race they have every year when they tour when they drive them cars from track to track? That's one of the stops.
Oh yeah.
Parts.
The
oh,
Willie
man.
The Willie
mm-hmm.
shit. The world some shit.
No, he's about the world tour, the ones that drive to the tracks.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
Martin
yeah, yeah the tour,
stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple cars at 41 they were testing and they did that driving and they said they had been to they go to Byron, but I didn't know where it was at. You know, I wasn't asking. I was just watching their cars and they drove them right in the track, went right up there and did what they had to do. And when 41 came around, good God Almighty, I was standing at the car. I could see the top of the car when he pulled the wheels. I said, ooh, wait, them cars riding or whatever. Most of them be turbos and stuff like that. They was riding.
Yeah.
Did you pull a parachute pin on their car?
No, man. What are you trying to say?
But you wouldn't believe this, man. I had a pin that said, pull before flight. I don't know where it went, man. Somebody dropped it or something.
So you just forgot about it.
Oh, we put the pin in it.
Everybody had them motherfuckers, man. That shit's supposed to be out before you leave that motherfucking trailer, man. Come on, man. Stop that bullshit. All right, we ain't going to go back in that shit no more.
But me and Mudbone will be we trying to get it together now. Me and Mudbone, we're gonna let them sit there side by side. You can go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Which one I
it's
want?
A four lane. It's a four lane track. Y'all can get on one side. I get on one side. Y'all both gonna be behind me. So what the fuck?
Hey, let them believe that. Let them believe that, Tim.
Yes,
sir. Else he ain't gonna reach. Mm-hmm. You let him keep pumping himself up.
Well, hey, y'all ain't bought nothing for Christmas. Fix them goddamn cars, shit. That's all.
I sure ain't bought nothing for Christmas.
Tim
ain't no lie
shit.
There, Chuck.
See, he just want to hear me say that, Mudbone. I ain't gonna tell him.
It don't matter.
A little nervous.
You can't make me nervous, motherfucker. Never let them see you sweat.
I hear him come up there. But Mudbone, I said, this ain't Mudbone. This is Tim, man. Chuck, calm down, man. Calm down. That's all. He called me Mudbone and called him Mudbone Tim. Calm down, Chuck. Calm down.
No,
everything all right?
Yeah, you got that shit totally mixed up, Tim. I ain't calling man one of you motherfuckers.
No, man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Y'all get a lot of fucked up snow up there, Tim.
Absolutely not. Man, I probably got enough out there to take the broom and sweep it off. But the newsman, he got really upset. He came on the phone, on the TV, and said, I never, because people must have been complaining. He said, I never said that it was going to be a winter snowstorm. I said it was going to be a winter storm. So we got wind, we got snow, we got ice, we got cold weather. That's what I said. I said a winter storm, not a snowstorm, because they said we were going to get 8 to 10 inches over there by 131. They said they were getting 2 feet of snow, and man, shoot, we had snow all day. It still ain't no snow out there. take the broom and sweep the sidewalk off, man. I don't need no shovel.
Cause they're weird.
Yeah, because people close down their business. They got airplane flights off because of the cold weather. But everything is jacked up here. People shut down, and they said it didn't even snow. Why did we have to shut down? You know, because we went off your stuff, and he came on talking about he did not say it was going to be a winter snowstorm. He said it was just going to be a winter storm.
Listen to one weather man up there, huh? Y'all ain't got more than one channel.
Y'all, we got more than one. But all of them kept saying the same thing. These business people was pissed off, man. Them people were mad, man. Them people said, we ain't even got an inch out here because it was blowing.
Come on, man. It's a couple of days before Christmas, man. Shut down and give your employees a little time to be with their families, man. That's all it was, man.
See,
it's all right.
The ones that can
go home and be happy went home. The ones that ain't happy, they tried to open back up.
Tim House. Tim House. Did the weatherman tell them to close their business down?
No, but I know they put some.
All right, then. So what the fuck did they complain? What the fuck did they complain about then? They didn't have to close down because the weatherman said it was going to snow. Or blizzard or whatever.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, whenever we used to have all that snow and cold, our ass was at work every day, wasn't we?
Yeah, you got that right. You got that right.
Shit.
Goddamn snowstorm in 79. Shit.
Yeah.
They had to call the people in there. To get the garbage up, man. The people, they don't have, you don't see one or two trucks going up and down the street. The people, they were taking off. They shut this whole area down, man, thinking that it was going to be all this horrific snowstorm at 8 to 10 inches. They ain't did nothing, man, not even 1 inch. Shoot, the people mad as heck, man.
Hey, kid, you talking about the snowstorm of 79. You got to remember, me and you survived the snowstorm of 67.
Yes, sir.
Damn, Mark. You an old motherfucker. Shit. I wasn't nothing but about 8 years old.
Oh,
67,
man.
79, 83.
I went to school that motherfucking day, though, because CPS never closed. Never closed.
Hey, man,
me
and Big Eddie. Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Tell him there may not be no snowstorm. But when Mudbone and Tim House come out, it's going to be some bad weather. You can believe that now.
Oh,
see,
man.
For Chuck.
There you go. There you
definitely
go with that fake-ass bullshit again. You just like your weather, man. You listen to the wrong motherfuckers.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to get out of here, but, man, if I don't talk to none of y'all, y'all have a Merry Christmas, man.
You too, man.
I think Willie Dog was saying something about a Christmas show. I don't know what day he's going to get, but he did mention something like that, didn't he?
Man, football on Christmas. I ain't getting on no motherfucking show. Shit. That's all
too
I'm going to do tomorrow.
Too bad play.
A motherfucker that's going to whoop their ass.
Buffalo.
Motherfucker they going to whoop their ass. You want to bet?
Can I say this? Anybody been paying attention how the bad Detroit Lions went from garbage to during their Top Gun? Anybody seen that?
They ain't damn near the Top Gun, but for a motherfucking team, only won 3 games in 2 years, they doing good this year. But you know what? They still ain't going no motherfucking well, so it's good.
If
you know, there ain't nothing wrong rooting for your home team. They ain't going no motherfucking way.
Hey, Tim.
Same players.
I didn't understand why they was. I didn't understand why they would lose them, but they played everybody tough, man, and would lose.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was gonna be a matter of time before they straighten up, cause everybody they played,
yeah,
they was in the game.
Right there with them, and they lose by 1 or 2 points at the last minute or something. Something slip up, and they lost.
Let me
but
see. Let me see.
I ain't no Lions fan, but they did good. I changed my weather.
I got it figured out. The big son of a gun is the Lions, and Mudbone is the Bears. Ain't man one of you motherfuckers shit.
Oh, man.
No, that's just it's all right. It's good. Root for your own team because they better than the Bears. You need to be talking shit to these motherfuckers about how better y'all better than the Bears.
Yeah, they doing good, man. I sure wish they hadn't lost all them other games because right now, for what they've done, they were only like a half a game out of the wild card spot. That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
they're trying to get there.
They right behind Minnesota. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah. And they whooped Minnesota. They busted their behind, boy.
Yeah, but they got to play them again. Don't worry about it. Ain't none of them motherfuckers going to make it to the finals in the NFC. So, you say it. Yeah.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad to... say that. I'm glad to hear y'all trying to get it together because I constantly say I don't have any problem with traveling, but I just think that
no, we just
you know,
it wasn't.
I mean,
you know, to
support our own.
So everybody got their motherfucking base up. Hey Eddie, Leon got his hand up. Open his fucking mic.
Dang.
Oh, you got you see it? Open his mic, man.
Dang.
All right, I'm trying. Leon, your mic open. That fat ass Eddie wouldn't open your mic. Leon, your mic open.
Attention. Co-host revoked. That is all.
Leon has Leon on mute. So,
Hey,
can y'all hear me
do
now?
It. Yeah, we hear you now. Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Nothing, just
so you rough on Eddie, man. You rough on Eddie.
Hey, that motherfucker know he man, fuck Eddie. That's all.
I'm the one, that man, just sitting there watching TV.
Hey, that was a good shit you were showing earlier, Leon. There was the days there for us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I had a lot of stuff, man. It's the stuff I found. I was looking for it, and I found it. Some of the stuff I didn't show because some of the people wasn't doing so good, so I ain't want to show it.
Yeah.
But I got some good stuff, boy.
Right.
I got tired of doing
that
it. I said, I'll take a break.
Yeah, that shit was over 10 years old. And then you're going to sit up there and hold the fucking phone that long. Man, I ain't showing the nigga shit.
I got to stand. I'll be sitting it on, Chuck, and I'll sit and let it go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wasn't shit else. Do it too cold to go outside. Fuck it.
I got the heel, Chuck. I took a break.
Yeah.
I took a break. Chevy cooked something to eat. I came in and ate, watched TV, then I did that. Then I went back out there and got the bottom part of the yacht.
And you know the fucked up thing? The fucked up thing going to be the same way tomorrow. That shit blowing right
back.
Hey, man,
listen, I don't know how y'all doing it, but it's still blowing. It's a whiteout over here. We got about six inches. And it's blowing like crazy. The wind actually picked up higher. The wind is higher.
Yeah. You sitting You sit real close to that goddamn lake, so you going to get hit every
Four
time.
4 miles away.
We ain't getting shit.
I started my truck up at 11. I didn't move until 1 o'clock. I did all my little rounds. Never cut it off. I cut it off about 6:30, 7 o'clock. I filled it up, and then I came on and parked it.
Yeah, well, that's you're going to have to do the same shit tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's blowing like a motherfucker out there now.
Yeah, right now. And it's snowing. It actually just ain't the blow. It's snowing. It's still snowing over here.
Yeah. We ain't getting nothing but about maybe an inch, 2 inches.
Mm-mm.
Some shit like that.
Oh, we got
that.
More than that.
Yes.
It's all good. Hey, we're getting this today.
Christmas.
What they say, next Thursday. It'll be back almost 50 degrees by next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
50 degrees out there. It'd be more motherfuckers on the street with guns. Yeah, it's going to be popping next Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, well, it's too cold to get carjacked or somebody robbed. They did rob 10 people today. Seeing that 5:36 news. About 6 people got robbed in the cold.
One thing about it, you didn't see no motherfucker walking around with his pants hanging off his ass. That's for sure.
For sure.
Kid, do you know I did see, hey, kid, yes, I did see one today. I seen one fool today, man. And he was drawn up so bad, I said, by the time he make it to his destination, he's going to be froze. So he had a skinny old sun jacket on and his hands hanging down.
Yeah.
I said, he be in somebody's hospital, because if you be outside, I had 2 layers of clothes on, and I went and bought me one of them overhaul suits today, and a face mask, and a hat.
See, it only takes about 10 minutes out there, goddamn, you be frostbit like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Motherfucking cold out there.
Yes. And then they got 94 shut down. That chemical tank laid over and shut the highway, shut the whole eastbound highway down.
Yeah, that's on the other side of you.
That shit on the news.
That chemical
God
went
damn.
All on the highway.
Mm. Yeah. Fucked up tonight.
Hey. It's about 78 degrees in the house, and it's about 75
damn.
Degrees in the garage with the old Camaro. I got to have a warm truck.
78? God damn.
That's too hot.
Burn up in that mother. Huh?
Mm-mm. I want to feel good, comfortable.
Shit. You need to take your ass to Florida then, goddamn it. 78, you burned up.
Hey, I'm in Florida, Indiana, Florida. I got the Camaro in the Camaro up in there about 72. I'm gonna go out with the Camaro about 72.
Yeah. My shit's sitting at 50. That's it. In the garage, in case I got a whoop on Tim's ass, I can hurry up and get it. Yeah, I burn up that motherfucker that hot. God damn. Yeah, that's right. We was bound to get it sooner or later, and this ain't going to be the first one. So,
no. Yeah. Hey, get your work done and get in and get out. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. Shit, yesterday I was driving my smart car doing donuts down the street. I put that motherfucker up because I know I couldn't drive it today. It ain't going nowhere.
I told Chevy, don't drive her car. Leave that car park and drive that truck, because where they plow in the snow. And see, I'm on about, you know where I'm at, Chuck. And snow, the state trucks come there. They got that bottom left driveway built, banked up so hard, the snow too hard to move. I'm at my buddy's tomorrow. He's going to pull that out of there.
Yeah, push it out the way.
Party tomorrow.
Yeah, be on tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, the last party. Hey, Chuck, you know the last time you came?
Yeah.
My cousin brought his cheap ass. He brought a whole gallon of Captain Morgan, right? Ain't nobody touched that. You know, I'm gonna move the Crown Royal and Don Julio. I'm gonna move all that out the way and set that Captain Morgan out to see how many gonna tap it.
Hey, you gotta know how I know. The best high is a free high. They're drinking.
I'm gonna set that right out for them. That's the set. This is the second party.
Hey, Eddie, you see a motherfucker coming? Come in the joint with some fast blue ribbon, and they set their shit on the side of the damn cooler, and they go get one of them damn Stellas out of there.
Oh, man.
Shit, don't think
they
won't put it.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of stuff before. They sure will.
Nigga bring a bottle of Riches and go grab 1800. You know?
Leon, why you wait till I ran dog off the show before you came on, man?
Man, my wife had me doing some stuff, man. I couldn't get right on right away, Eddie. You know, if I try to talk to y'all, I'm on the phone. It won't work. It won't turn out too good, so I got to give her attention first. And then when I get her done, settle down, then I can go on. She's feeling good now. She sleeps and ate. I came and cooked the dinner tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Come on, man. I'm on the phone. Get out of the way now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, ain't
hey,
nobody
Chuck.
Doing shit.
Bruce,
too cold
hey,
to go
Chuck,
anywhere.
Bruce put you down, Chuck. You see,
he
Blue here, Sammy, look around. He posting tape stuff up. He's made
yeah.
My
man done cut me short. That's all right. That's all right. Tell him I'll be back next year.
Hey,
and put me down.
Bruce,
ain't no,
be back
ain't
next year. You done put him down. You post a video with Chuck, I mean, with tape winning races and stuff. He ain't posting that race up with Chuck. Oh, you coming out, Chuck.
Chuck Carr, he can't. He can't pull Chuck Carr. Chuck don't race.
Oh,
ain't that a
Lord.
Bit? Ain't nobody going to say that but you, Eddie. Hey, Eddie, I ain't raised much, but I ain't lost none of them.
All right.
Here's a mold in them.
Okay, let me see this right here. Oh, boy. I'm at 8. I got tired now, shoot. No, it ain't. I ain't want to fuss and argue, man. I ain't got time for that. It's what it's at. Ain't nothing I can do. But when that sun sets and that weather get right, I'm going to find out how bad they want to whoop on me. I'm ready to go. That sucker got 2 fresh bottles, and I ain't got to even put some heat in it. And I got a drum of 5-gallon gas. We'll find out.
Yeah, Eddie. Everybody ready but your ass. And Tim.
My bad, Eddie. I didn't mean to do it like that, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, they shut 65 down tonight, today, too.
65, he fucked up every time.
Yeah. They shut it down this morning. They said too many wrecks, too many stranded people out there, and the rescue, what they weren't going to send no more people out there, so they shut it down. So nobody jump on the highway.
Shit. The cold motherfucker out there. I'm going to say I'll die selling that
morning.
Shit Monday morning. That.
Yeah. Wind got out. What else going on?
Shit, we're just talking to Drag, letting him talk about his event. That's the shit. That's about it, you know. fucking around with Eddie.
I did have Tate on the line. I was looking, see, I just looked at my phone, Tate go. I thought he probably would hit the web button. He was on there.
Yeah, ain't shit going on. Ain't too much shit to talk about. It's cold. Ain't no motherfucker gonna be racing up here for 4 months, 5 months, so ain't shit to talk about.
Who going to the Bears game tomorrow?
Some dumb motherfucker. Some dumb motherfuckers. Shit, be riding this motherfucker at 12:01 watching football all night.
Yeah,
all
lying.
Day. Damn,
I get first. I get front seat. Well, gotta be a fool to go to that football game. Cole's is supposed to be tomorrow. Shoot.
Might yeah, they're going to be fucked up tomorrow. And they're going to watch them lose. Shit.
Yeah, they about done anyway.
Well, they been done. Shit. It'll be damn snowball. You can't throw the damn ball, so they're going to have to run it. Fuck around, throw the ball, it wind up in the damn stands.
Yeah.
And keep letting them try.
Come on, Eddie, what you say?
That motherfucking Eddie sleep, man. He got his phone.
No, I'm back. I'm back. My nurse had walked in here again.
You must be trying to do something with that nurse, because you sure been muting your motherfucking mic a lot.
Well,
I don't want to interrupt the show. She talk kind of loud.
Hey, you back in the hospital?
I'm back in the nursing home now. I just left the hospital today.
Oh, I thought she had got out.
Yeah, they sent me home too early.
Put his ass in Shady Lakes.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get all the way straight this time. I got to get straight.
That's what you do, dog.
Yeah, Russia, you ain't got nowhere to go, San Luis. Yeah, we don't want to be in the hospital.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, the Turnpike had a terrible accident. They showing that on TV.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying my best to get straight, man, before the spring comes.
Yeah.
I got to get with the dog, man. I'm going to walk the dog. I'm going to walk the damn dog.
Hello,
Gypsy Toe. She broke the needle and she can't soap. Walk in the dark. Get the walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it,
I'm walking the dog, man. Let me walk the dog, all right?
Yeah. It's your show,
I'm
man.
I'm the dog catcher. I'm the dog catcher. Do the dog. Willie dog. Willie dog. Ooh. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat?
Man, did y'all hear that nigga say, ooh? He said, ooh.
Just give me another water. Oh, boy.
All right, Ed. I'm finna get the fuck on out of here, man.
I hear you, man.
I'm going to go upstairs and finally watch me a goddamn movie or some shit.
Yeah.
I have myself out so I ain't got to get up in the morning.
Lay in the mob.
I'll get up at 7.
You can sleep in there in the mob.
Hey, man.
They got to rest together. You sleep in.
Yeah. One more thing before y'all go, man. One more thing. I just wanted to say.
I was shooting at the Mall of America.
This here past year. Oh, man. In Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at 41 this past year, and they glued the track. It seemed like both cars were getting down the track. Slick cars and radio cars. Was getting down the track. Now that's a nice prep when you can do that.
Hey Eddie,
yeah.
I'm gonna say this, and I don't care
yeah.
what nobody like. I'm gonna go where I want to go, do what I want to do with myself, and all the ones looking for glue and they so shy with these rag glass cars we got. More power to them. And the people who own those tracks, they need to do what they gotta do because. These Google wannabe prep smart guys worrying about who gonna prep their track, and they come in the track and their shit ain't right, and they blame it on the track. So that's why the racing going to shit. Cause everybody can prep a track now. Everybody gotta have glue, and then when they get the glue, they don't know what to do with it. They got another excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So. You don't go to this track, but you go to a track with weeds on the side of it, and it cracked in the track. You got shit, concrete broke up in the middle of the track, but you don't go to 41, but you go to a motherfucker track that just opened up in 5 years, and you holler this to shit. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you. Rewind the car.
You say what is?
What is?
Okay, I'll see you. Got pictures of what? Rewind the car.
What'd you say?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That was me.
You know.
That wasn't me, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Wherever y'all
I'll
ready to go, man. Hey, we can
get the fuck on, man.
Hey, yeah, y'all ready to go? We can get on up out of here, man.
I mean, shit. You know?
I don't know where all on it, but it's quiet, so I guess ain't much to talk about.
Yeah, they just on there. Ain't nobody talking
yeah.
about this.
We saw
it
out pretty decent. Yeah.
I can go see the other part of my house.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Ain't like I can take over the TV, but at least I can go upstairs. See.
Man, I'm watching the
yeah,
movie.
Man.
Got a pair of movies. One of them watching the TV, then I get my ass in bed. Gotta get up early. Got some stuff I gotta do.
Yeah. Alright, man, I'll see y'all later.
Alright, chuck a lot.
Alright.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Same
good
thing,
night.
Mom.
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy holidays to you and all of yours.
Yeah, yeah, you too, Eddie, and everybody else. Chuck.
Y'all.
Likewise, too, from Uncle Larry, all of y'all.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I had one something I wanted to ask y'all before y'all got out of there, though.
Well, knock
it
out
with it.
Is the 484s considered grudge racing? That's what I wanted to ask y'all.
A 484, that's a motor.
Right. But that's
the
also
size of a motor.
Yeah, that's the size of a motor, but the reason I'm asking that is because how do you know if a person got a 484, Eddie?
Well, I would know by the measurements of the boats.
Okay. So you would have to look at the motor, right?
Some people say you can look at where the tag is different.
Uh-huh.
There's a 44 and a five inch. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But my point that I'm trying to get across, you have to look at the motor physically, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have to look at it physically in the grudge game, the element of surprise, you don't look at it, nobody's doing. So the reason I asked you about the 484 was because I wanted to know, was that still considered grudge racing? Because in the grudge game, the element of surprise, you don't look up under nobody's hood. You know what I'm saying? So I'm wondering, was that considered as grudging or was that considered as class racing? That's what I was asking.
I agree, because, you know, the new 44s, of which they call them, and the 5s and the 5.3s and all that, all depend on your combination. One can whoop the other, so it ain't like it's no big grade, big difference. So far lately, all the 5 inches I've seen race the 484s look like the 484s in league. They've been whooping them, so that to me is just a tactic, a game they plan to get a little bit of advantage, you know. And if anybody go along with it, then that's on them.
I was just curious because ever since I know racing has always been about the element of surprise. So that means you didn't look at my motor and I didn't look at yours. So if you do that, if you do physically look at motors now, is that still considered as grudge racing? Or is that a different style of racing, a class of what? That was the question I wanted to ask.
Well, the only time I know they look at the motors basically is in shootouts. If you're supposed to be in a 484 shootout, then they got somebody to check to make sure you're supposed to have a 484. But if you're going to grudge race somebody, then hell no, they can't look at my motor, and I won't get no shootout. So, you know, it's a game that people want to play, you know, among themselves.
Right.
If that's what they like and they're having fun doing it, then hey. Yeah, a 484 is the average big block. It's a standard big block is a 484.
Right.
All the other stuff you do to it, you know, with the newer ones.
Okay.
You know,
I was curious to that. I thought that I would ask you all that question because I didn't really know. You know,
but when you say 484, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I want.
So when you say 484, when you say 484, I know what you're talking about. Even though, you know, like I said, average standard big block is 484.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A lot of people think that's something new. is what they did to the block to make it new. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So before y'all close out, I wanted to ask that question because I was curious about it. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you can ask if anybody else got something to tell you different than what I'm telling you, they can tell you, but that's a little bit of what I know.
What you think? That's class racing, Eddie.
Yeah, that's class racing. Yeah, because there shouldn't be no class. Yeah, it's damn sure class
racing. It's all no time class racing.
Right, anytime they tell you what you got to have to race, that's class racing.
That's class racing. Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
I don't know. I just wanted to know.
Because you're supposed to get and build what you want to build, let them build what they want to build. Come on with it. Or leave them alone. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else got something they want to say?
I guess that's good night, fellas.
Yeah. Well, might as well end the show like we started off since it's the Christmas weekend. And again, to everybody, the families and friends, Merry Christmas to all of y'all.
For the night before Christmas. Creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, ooh, would you listen to me? What happened?
Night, y'all. Hello? Hello?